This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
They have universal health care in Britain, but changes to the rules place an asterisk next to the word universal. The British National Health Service now has to ask for identity papers when someone comes in for care, and for people who can't prove that they are legal residents, the price tag goes up. Hannah Harris-Green reports on how these policies affect undocumented pregnant women in particular.
Maternity Action is a London-based charity that helps pregnant women who face barriers to healthcare access. Many of the women who call the charity's advice line are undocumented, some seeking asylum from conflict zones. They need care, but fear a trip to the doctor could mean they'll be reported to immigration.
This is definitely a deterrent for women to engage with maternity services,
says Rosalind Bragg, the director of Maternity Action.
It also provides some really quite long-term impacts on these women, unable to sort out their status, unable to lawfully work in the country.
And a bill for child delivery can range from the equivalent of more than $5,000 into the tens of thousands.
If women are unable to pay these bills within quite a short period of time, that can be reported to the Home Office and future immigration applications refused on that basis.
Christine McCourt, Professor of Maternal Health at City University of London, says that if women avoid prenatal services, they could end up with dangerous and expensive conditions.
Not only is that really unfortunate for the mother and the baby and their family, but it's also extremely costly. So that there isn't even a kind of economic logic to it.
But Dr. Marion Thomas, a surgeon at the Lister Hospital in West London, says that many pregnant women come to the UK as health tourists, hoping to access free healthcare and then return to their home countries. He wants the National Health Service to be stricter.
The first thing they need to do is to make sure that the message goes out that the NHS is not free for everybody.
The most recent UK Department of Health statistics suggest that health tourism costs the NHS 60 to 80 million pounds a year, less than a tenth of a percent of its overall budget. But it also says those figures are difficult to assess because it's hard to tell who is and is not entitled to free care. Thomas says it should be simple.
Our system is based on residency. If you can prove residency, then you're entitled to free care.
But undocumented women are avoiding health care because of recent documentation requirements. Enough women to keep Maternity Action's advice lines busy. In London, I'm Hannah Harris-Green for Marketplace.